Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the family of a man who was shot in the head in Tala in 2008 are making a fresh appeal for people to come forward with information about the shooting. Robert Delaney, now 43 years old, was shot in front of his two young daughters in their apartment. He survived the shooting, but the injuries were so catastrophic he has since been in a permanent vegetative state and totally unable to communicate in any way. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking with his family and is with me now. Una, his family describe him as someone who always had a happy-go-lucky attitude.
Yes, Cormac. They say that up until 2008, life couldn't have been any better for Robert. He had a positive attitude to life, they say, loved playing sport and had lots of friends. He had two young daughters with his partner and they were living in their own apartment in Russell Rise Estate in Tala. Robert was working as a postman at the time. Now, in the summer of 2008, Robert intervened in a fight outside a pub. And when he did so, he had no way of knowing that this would trigger the event that have led him to being in a state that his family describe as lingering between life and death. Robert Delaney had broken up a fight outside the pub and hit the assailant. Robert's family say it then emerged that there were individuals known to Gardaí who were unhappy with Robert's intervention. His family later learned that Robert had been to see an individual to make sure that all was well, and he was assured that it was. But shortly after 6 a.m. on the 22nd of October 2008, the doorbell of Robert's apartment rang. He put his head out of a window to see who it was, and he was shot in the face. Now, Robert's family say their understanding is that a hitman had been hired by others to do this. Robert was rushed to hospital and not expected to live, but he survived with catastrophic brain injuries. Gardaí have said in the past that Robert had no involvement with criminality whatsoever. Now, there have been arrests in the course of the Garda investigation, but no one has been charged. And 17 years later, Robert lives in Piemont Hospital in Dublin. He's still breathing, but in a state that his family call a living death. Robert's daughter, Katie, was just 17 months old when he was shot. She's now 18, and she told me it's been difficult to accept she doesn't know what her father's voice sounds like, and that it's become more difficult to cope with as the years pass.
It's hard to see it, but also it's my reality because I didn't know anything before. It's also kind of makes you really angry to see that someone could actually do something like that, and then you have to accept that. That's your life when you're seeing all your other friends with their dads and you don't get that with your own.
What do you feel in particular that you've missed out on?
Mainly birthdays. It's hard hitting your milestone ages and your dad's not there to kind of celebrate it with you. It's difficult the older I get. It just makes it worse.
How would you describe your relationship with your father?
Well, from the stories I've heard, I'd say like I was stuck to him. Like, my nanny'd always tell me how when my dad'd go to the bathroom or anything, I'd sit outside the door and cry until he came out and got me. Just, it's nice to kind of have them stories to listen back on and realise how much of a bond we did have while he could.
And because of the condition that your dad is in, he wouldn't have been able to hug you, to speak to you, is that right?
Yeah, whereas, like, we'll go up every while and, like, you'd be able to hug and kiss him, but you wouldn't get it back. It's like the hugging a sleeping person. They're not kind of reciprocating the hug. It's hard because it's the one thing I never actually felt from him. So it is really hard. I don't know what his voice sounds like at all. There's like no videos or anything that we could find that have him speaking in that I could listen back on, and there's none.
You say that it's become harder as you've gotten older. Why do you think that is?
Because I'm realising more what has happened and seeing everyone have such great memories to talk about that they had with my dad and I don't have any. It's kind of, I'm realising it more now than I would have when I was younger.
How would you describe to any of your friends what your family life has been like?
It's kind of, I'd just say it's me, my mum and my sister. Like, if they were to ask, I'd tell them what had happened to my dad. But it's not really a subject you want to keep bringing up when you meet new people. I don't want to be known as the girl that's dad's like that, because it is hard. But at the same time, that's my life. And you do have to accept it at one point that that did happen.
How do you think it affected the person that you are now?
I have really bad trust issues. I find it hard to trust people that I meet. Every time you're walking somewhere, you're looking over your shoulder or afraid that someone's following you. Or like the whole thing could be closed, and I think you'd still have that fear.
Your family is appealing again for people to come forward with more information. Can you describe how important that is to you?
It's not going to change anything. It won't bring my dad back to us. It won't change how he is. But it'd be nice to know that the person that did do it is feeling even an ounce of pain that we feel. They can't have a Christmas with their family, or they can't, it will just be different for them, the way we've had to grow up and have it different for us, where your milestones, you won't have that person there to tell you how proud they are of you. Because that's the one main thing that has hurt, not hearing your dad say that he's proud of you.
If you could speak directly to anyone who might have some information, what would you want to say to them?
Just please, if you know anything, to speak out. It could change stuff for us. It could help give us a peace of mind that we know that, as much as we know we're safe, that we are even that little bit of safer knowing that someone else has been put away for what they've done to my father. It's horrible. I just hope that someone knows something and will say something to the police or anyone.
Can you tell me a bit about how it's affected your mother? She would have witnessed it, is that right?
Yeah, she would have caught. My dad would have fell back into her arms when he was shot. But it still affects her to this day. Like every now and then you'll walk into her room and she'll be looking at a picture of her and my dad and she'll be crying. Or every time I look at her in a certain way, she'll just look at me and she'll be like, God, you look so much like your dad doing that. It's always hard seeing your mother cry. And I think that's the worst, knowing that she's crying for my dad.
Well, my heart goes out to Katie Delaney. I must say, really powerful words there. The daughter of Robert Delaney. And over the years, Robert's family have tried to keep his name in people's focus and minds, Una.
They have, Cormac. Robert's parents, Terry and Nolene, have campaigned for justice for him and tried to keep his name in the media. Recently, they've been collaborating with journalist Stephen Breen on a podcast called This Is Robert. And Terry Delaney told me he wants people to understand the pain his family is living through in the hopes it might prick someone's conscience to come forward with information.
They have this expression, life goes on, but life doesn't go on in terms of trying to come to terms with this. And, you know, they say time is a great healer, but it isn't in this instance, because life insofar as the family is concerned, Robert has two wonderful daughters. They were very young at the time. His sister has had, since the incident, she's got her own family now. They were very, very close, Sinead and Robert. She's got her own family, three boys, wonderful boys. So 18 months ago, Robert's eldest daughter gave birth to a wonderful little boy called Harry, and he's missing all of that. So life doesn't get easier. It gets more difficult because you're realising all of the things he's missing. Parties here, Christmas and so on. It's just very, very difficult.
Does Robert have any awareness of, say, for example, the fact that he has a grandchild now?
None whatsoever. The extent of the brain injuries were so catastrophic that he wouldn't have any knowledge whatsoever. None.
Can you tell me a bit about the Garda investigation then into Robert's shooting?
Well, the Garda, the first thing to be said about the Garda, they're a fantastic group of people. Initially, the investigation led by Pat Lorden and the team, and followed on after Pat's retirement by John Walsh and the team of detectives in Tala, have been very, very good to us over the years. They kept us well informed as to the status of the investigation, but it became apparent not too long after the incident that they were able to focus their attention on three particular individuals who were arrested twice. So the status of the investigation at the moment is that it's at a standstill. The Gardaí never give up hope. They'll always tell you that. They continue, but you know, they met with a wall of silence. And I've continued to meet with that wall of silence. There are people with information about Robert's shooting, which could be very, very helpful to the investigation team. But sadly, To date, they haven't come forward with the information that the detectives require to proceed further.
Why has there been a wall of silence, do you think?
Well, I think loyalty could be one reason, family loyalties and so on. And the other could be fear. I remember talking to one of the detectives one time, and he said, in terms of interviewing people, he said, well, dead men don't talk. Suppose you conclude from that anybody who was a potential witness may have been scared off at the time over going to the Gardaí.
And anyone who might have even a small bit of information about Robert Schitting, you're calling for them to come forward again?
Yeah, I don't think they should have any fear insofar as the criminal concerned. I don't believe that the movement, the so-called distant Republican movement, are there protecting him. So I don't think they have that fear, or they shouldn't have that fear, I should say. I think even amongst those distant people, that the shooting of Robert, the person concerned, crossed the line. I don't have any direct dealings with those people, nor would I. But I get the impression from the word I get on the ground that they regarded the shooting of an innocent postman, even by their standards, as a step too far. And I don't believe they'll have that. They have the individuals concerned have the support that they may have thought they first once had, but certainly not now. And the other thing, to be blunt about it, is that there's a €20,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of people who organised and financed the shooting of Robert. So if they don't do it for reasons of their conscience, they might do it for reasons of the pocket.
And are people able to give information in complete confidentiality?
Yeah, there's a confidential phone line there if people want to give the information through the standard confidential line that the Gardaí have, or alternatively can go to Tallaght Garda station or contact them or contact me, whatever way they choose to do it. So I'd appeal to their conscience. Have a look what happened to Robert. He was totally innocent, was never involved in any criminality, and I'd ask them to search their hearts and think long and hard. Come forward, please, with the information that the Gardaí desperately need to bring about a conviction.
That is Terry Delaney there. You've just got a statement in the last few minutes from the Gardaí Una on this case.
Yes, Cormac. So Gardaí at Tallaght Garda station say they're continuing to investigate the shooting of Robert Delaney and are renewing an appeal for anyone with information to come forward. They're particularly interested in speaking to anyone who witnessed suspicious activity in Russell Rae's estate in Tallaght on the evening of the 21st of October 2008 or early the next morning, or also anyone who may have information about an unregistered white Honda Integra car without number plates that they say was stolen on the 21st of October 2008 from a garage on the Naas Road and later found at Montpellier Estate in Tallaght. And the Garda statement added that given the time that has passed, Gardaí believe relationships and circumstances may have changed, increasing the likelihood that people with valuable information are now able to come forward, and they encourage anyone with information to contact either Tallaght Garda station or the Garda confidentiality line.
Okay, Mona Kelly, thank you so much indeed.